What's up, guys, and welcome back to this podcast with me, Get Back on Track with me, Zoe. Today we are going to be talking about Satan and how he got thrown basically into hell, which is basically jail for them. And it's honestly a story I really like, and this one that is like meant for all ages. It's not like scary or anything. Honestly, what's going to be happening in the story is that God's basically, I'm going to summarize it. God is basically going to be throwing the devil into hell, which he created hell for the devil because he wanted to become God. He wanted to have the power that God was, because he was the most beloved angel in heaven. And he was taking all those compliments, he was taking all that. Basically, he was like, just imagine him as a puppy. You know, puppies are adorable, or kittens, or baby birds, whatever is the cutest to you. Baby lizards, even. I don't know. Even big animals. I don't care. Just imagine, that puppy would be so full of themselves, or dog, or whatever. That animal would be so full of themselves, of everything they're getting, of all those compliments, of how much they're doing. Like, they basically, like, their families are their servants, and they treat them so well because of how they look, and how cute they are, and how good they are, and how they behave, and all that. It's gonna get so many, like, what's the word? I'm trying to look for the word. It's gonna get so much love and attention, and that's the same way for the devil. But the devil, he took it as an advantage. He was taken as an advantage because he wanted to become God. He wanted the same power as God. He wanted to be God. And in the Bible it says,
it says Revelation 12.
Revelation 12, 7. Then there was war in heaven. Michael and his angels fought against the dragon and his angels, and the dragon lost the battle, and he and his angels were forced out of heaven. The great dragon, the ancient serpent, called the devil or Satan, the one deceiving the whole world, was thrown down to the earth with all his angels. Then I heard a loud voice shouting across the heaven, "It has come at last, salvation and power in the kingdom of our God, and the authority of his Christ, for the accuser of our brothers and sisters has been thrown down to earth. The one who accuses them before our God and day and night, and they have defeated him by the blood of the Lamb and by their testimony, and they did not love their lives so much, and they were afraid to die. Therefore, rejoice, O heavens, and you who live in the heavens, rejoice, but terror will come to the earth and the sea, for the devil has come down to you in great anger, knowing that he has little time. When the dragon realized that he had been thrown down to earth, he pursued the woman who had given birth to the male child. But she was given two wings like those of a great eagle, so she could fly to a place prepared for her in the wilderness. There she would be cared for and protected from the dragon for a time, and half a time. Then the dragon tried to drown the woman with a flood of water that flowed from his mouth, but the earth helped her by opening its mouth and swallowing the river that gushed out from the mouth of the dragon. And the dragon was angry at the woman and declared a war against the rest of her children, all who keep God's commandments and maintain their testimony for Jesus. Then the dragon took his stand on the shore beside the sea. And this, the next one, Revelation 13, the beast out of the sea. We're going to do that one tomorrow because I also have some news. Yesterday in California, there was a small earthquake.
It was 4.2.
4.2, yes. It was small, but it was fast.
It was strong.
It was strong. It was at 10:50.
Fast.
It was at 10:55, I think.
No, 7:33.
No, 10. It was at 10. I remember because I. I remember it was at 10:50 something, and it was quick. Snap of a finger, but it was really hard. And I hope there was no problems caused last night. Yeah, I think it scared a lot of kids, because kids get the scaredest of that, because it's an earthquake. It's not... It's scary because it could do a lot of damage. But I order everyone to be careful today at school, at work, wherever you're going. Make sure to follow the procedures that you have just in case, because I don't want nobody to get hurt. And I hope you all have a wonderful day. And today, I hope you all have a wonderful day. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. And God bless you all. Have a wonderful day. We love you all. Make sure to follow the procedures if anything happens. Be careful wherever you're at. I want everyone to be safe and I want everyone to stay calm. Don't panic. It's something you should be happy about, this because then God's coming soon. And people still... Last night, if people ever heard of God and how he's gonna come, a lot of people could have changed that night. My teacher announced, told this to my friend once because she got in trouble. Sometimes when you get in trouble, or sometimes when something bad happens, it goes to something good. Sometimes, not all the time. Sometimes it might lead to something bad, but sometimes it can lead to something good. And last night is an example of getting better. Like I said, the people who know how God's gonna come, maybe last night they changed themselves, and they're changing themselves right today, right now, today. To follow God, for he won't stay here for the rapture. I've talked about the rapture, I think there's 2 episodes or 3. And no one wants to be here for it. It's scary. It's...
For the rapture, yes. We want that to happen. We don't want to stay here.
Yeah. We want...
After the rapture.
Yeah, you don't want to stay here for the rapture or after the rapture.
After. We want to go with Jesus.
Yeah, you don't want to stay here after the rapture. The rapture is absolutely terrifying, and the only way that you want to go to heaven is to give your life to Jesus. But remember,
is staying here after the rapture for the great tribulation. That is scary. But we, the people that believe in God, we are expecting the second return of Jesus to the earth. This time, Jesus is coming as a king, and is coming to take his people. And that's not scary at all. That is something that should bring us a lot of joy, and we should be rejoicing that very, very soon we are going with Jesus. And last night, that earthquake reminded us that Jesus is coming soon. And what you were talking about, the devil being through to this earth, because he was full of pride in his heart, and he wanted to be like God. His name was Michael, as you read that, and he was through with his angels.
The people and it who was, followed him.
Yeah. There was like, you know,
the angels basically
some angels were following him.
What I'm talking about is that when they said angels, they weren't angels anymore. They weren't angels anymore. They're basically Satan's followers. They were angels of God, but they were the angels who followed him and who agreed with him.
Yeah, but
that they want the same power as God.
Now they were angels following the devil.
Now they're not angels anymore. Because there's a certain definition for angels. Have you ever heard a teacher or mom say that, oh, that child is an angel? They say it because that's something good. An angel is good. A devil's not. Now they're devils. The angels are devils now. Those who followed him. And today, we had a wonderful day with you all. And I hope you all have a wonderful day. We'll talk with you tomorrow. We're hoping to be recording some videos soon with you guys. And tomorrow, we're gonna talk about the beast out of the sea. And you guys are going to find out some very harsh things in that, because it's a beast that comes out of this.
Everything that is happening in this world is already in the Bible. If you want to know the news, you shouldn't be surprised about what is happening in the world. If we read the Bible, we know that everything that is happening is in the Bible. It's in the Bible.
Yes,
the news
and we all
are
know,
in the Bible.
Yeah, the news is the Bible. It says everything that's going to happen in the future, and it says everything that's going to happen in life. And I hope you have a wonderful day. God bless you all. Follow the procedures if anything bad happens. Even if it's not an earthquake, still, please follow the procedures.
More than that, follow Jesus.
I apologize. And I hope you have a wonderful day. Please be careful, be safe, pray to God, and if anything bad happens, always think, God's probably coming soon.
Make sure that you follow Jesus.
Yes.
Make sure that you
make
give
sure
your
you
life
apologize.
To Jesus.
Make sure you apologize to everything you've ever done. I think a lot of people did that last night, though. I'm pretty sure a lot of people thought that God is probably real. He's amazing. He's going to be coming soon, and I don't want to be here for after the rapture. And I don't want to be here for the rapture.
I mean, I want to be here for the rapture, and I want to go with Jesus, but I don't want to stay here after the rapture. I don't want to stay for the great tribulation, because that is the scary part.
And I hope you have a wonderful day. God bless you all. We love you all. Have a wonderful
day
today.
Thank you for listening.
Yes. Thank you for listening to the podcast.
Thank you for tuning in.
And I hope you have a wonderful day. Bye.